Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
stink bug wars, and to talk about how I'm actually fighting against these little black, incredibly dumb, evil beetles, which can actually spray you, and they've sprayed me with a toxic goo, which attacks your flesh, and then it blisters, and then it comes up with a sort of resiny, your body produces a resiny response to it. It's quite bizarre to look at. So if you live in a cold country, or you live where there's no citrus trees, so we're just on the edge of, I'd say, this obviously large viable orange plantations. I just think it's probably a little bit hot up in Sydney for citrus trees, but we have people think, well, what can I plant? I'll plant an apple tree is just a nightmare of all the moths which come to it. Plum trees, people do plant plum trees. Persimmon trees, just if you look at, basically, if you want fruit bats at night, you plant any of these trees and you just get buckets of these fruit bats. So you can imagine a kitten, something as large as a kitten, flying around the place at night. And quite honestly, I think the fruit bat population around here, or flying up and down the Nepean River, is around 10,000. The sun doesn't get blocked out with the fruit bats. However, their possession is hundreds in the sky, flying past, and it takes, say, a quarter of an hour for the whole flock to fly past. So that's a huge number of fruit bats. But getting back to stink bugs, so stink bugs are little animals, and they're quite social. So once they begin stinking an area, they all flock to an area. So if a tree is a disease, it will often have as its final hurrah thousands of stink bugs on them. And this is true for some of our citrus trees. I've got 5 citrus trees now. Probably I'm going to take too long to get to my next place anyway. Okay, so the idea is that there is the nature's way, most beautiful way, you know, the most natural way to kill stink bugs, which is with a oil called pyrethrum oil, and apparently insects don't like it. Well, I think stink bugs have worked out that they're not going to have that as a problem. They've either evolved, so it doesn't affect them, it seriously doesn't affect them. So I've done sort of differential spraying one part of the tree and not the other, one tree and not the other. No difference whatsoever. In fact, you can actually let them have a little swim and a wade through this pesticide. It has no effect on them whatsoever. However, I find that you can pick them off and drop them in water, and these guys have evolved to be revolting, but they're just useless swimmers, so they just sit in the water and just drown away. It's really entertaining to watch them drown because you hate them so much. Now, this did very well until completely cleared the area, and once you clear them, they don't come back, all almost. Because they, once you start clearing them, once they know they're clearing, you see the odd one go far out and then fly off into blue yonder. To, I don't know where they go to. And then they come back. But they tend to come back right up the top of the crown of these trees. Now, because I'm not a professional horticulturist, I haven't made my citrus trees, bonsai trees. So you've got the problem of actually getting these little bastards, you know, 3-5 metres up. So what I've done is I've got some conduit. Now, I've been a great dad. I have said, kids, I'm going to give you some conduit to play with. So I've bought some conduit and some angles, and so they can construct what they want, so tents and stuff like that. in my mind, I would have as a kid, then as a kid now, partly because it's a gift Dad's given. It wasn't really a gift, you know, just here, have some conduit. Sort of the graduate, great construction stuff. So I can whip this up and produce a long curving pole. And on the end of that, initially I put Silastic. This is silicon proofing. And the silicon proofing is rather entertaining because you put a little dab on it. And even if the stink bug comes out to actually doesn't click onto it, you get dabs on them and then they fly, and they just fly in a spiral out of control because they don't have the it's got this glue, their wings get glued to part of it, so it's quite entertaining to see. However, rather expensive, you know, just watching for these people to cross the road. Okay, now, so what I've discovered is spray-on adhesive. So back in the day when you did drafting, you would get a piece of paper, spray the back of it on, spray on adhesive, peel it off, put it on, and you'd be able to tack this enormous enormous amount of stuff together. So that was it. And you go up, and the little critters get onto it, come out, and they get thoroughly, completely stuck. Sort of like, they buzz off, and you know, what the heck's happening? When they fly off, their little black bodies expose a red underside, and you pick them up and you just put them in. So it's quite entertaining to see a stink bug on the end of a huge long pole coming down, and it's good cognitive training because you've got to spot them. And so that's the story of stink bugs. Just a very short podcast as I'm driving up to a mate's place. So I've just not had a blood test because it was just wasn't like it was some sort of like war zone in there. My godfather, oh, I just want a quick blood test. And now I'm off to visit these incredible people. These people have just incredible belief systems. Okay, I'll speak to you later.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.